Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Addict.
Can't breathe again. God damn, I can't breathe. Our voices are being quarantined. COVID-19, 60s to 1619. Jamestown choked me, sold me. Shackles hold me tightly by my neck. And I can't breathe again. 2020 ain't no fucking vision on your tail. I vision of why I'm living like a prejudged villain. CNN, Fox News commentating and debating why I can't fucking breathe again. How many times do I have to say this? I'm taking the gloves off because racism is the main deadliness that's contagious. I just got diagnosed and received a degree in criminology, but fuck your education. I don't want to learn shit from a nation that's racist. The definition of policing, overseeing property. I can't understand how the white man never understood how to handle the human properly. I know Elijah Muhammad and the noble true Ali spoke constantly, consciously, and cautiously about this ungodly prophecy. You still worried about your prophecy? Amazon deliveries, handouts, hands up, don't shoot, but now your knees are on my neck stopping me from occupying oxygen that God obviously brought for me, for I am his offspring, his true seed, motherfucker, get off of me, please.
Good evening. Welcome to the premier podcast, The Addict. And tonight, made with the assistance of the cast, all we're going to talk about tonight right now is the other, I don't know if there's a word for it, that would be a synonym to an opposite to pandemic, but the other crisis that is engulfing this nation right now. And that is the census killing of George Floyd by a police officer who was rotten from, I want to say from the core, because it sounds nice, but he was rotten from the past, let's just say 19 years. Here's a police officer who's in his past 19 years has had 18 different charges filed against him. Two of them he actually were found guilty of. That's the kind of police officer we're going to talk about tonight. And when I make it clear that I'm not talking about all police officers, but unfortunately to the policeman, you have enough rotten apples in that barrel that it makes the whole barrel rotten. Well, excuse me, it makes the whole barrel seem rotten. Because as I said on some posts or some blogs I did earlier this week, everybody got a friend that's a policeman. Come on, you know, if you think about it, yeah, oh, you know what? Yeah, Bobby a cop. I mean, so when we talk about police tonight, again, I'm not talking about those of you that go to work and do what it is you're supposed to do, however you get that done. I'm talking about those police officers, and I got to say, based on recent media, news articles, reports, there's a lot of police officers out there who don't give a damn about black lives. It is the commission of the crime is not even important. When you come up on the scene and it involves a black person, it don't matter what the issue was. Right now, the only thing at hand is let's inflict some pain. And I got to tell you, that's a rotten fucking perspective for somebody to have. And when I say for somebody to have, especially when that person has the job of protecting you. Does that make sense on any level? So I didn't want to get too excited on the opening on opening comments tonight, Cass, but I want to set the pace or set the tone for what we want to talk about tonight. It is just, I mean, it is horrendous in this nation why certain people will just not accept the fact that you're not the only person in this fucking world that has the ability to think, can have logical thought process. You're not the only race of people that can do that. And the fact of the matter is that when you look around and you see a person of dark skin tone doing what it is you thought you were the only person can do, then that becomes a problem. That problem now drifts over into ways of lives for people. And when I say drifts over into ways of lives, that police officer, again, I'm sorry, I don't. Here's what really frustrates me. After the shit happened, had it not been for a outcry of a lot of people in a lot of places, that police officer's ass would be sitting home right now receiving his check because he was on administrative leave. Now people, sidetracked, and I do say sidetracked, but I'll explain it in a minute, by all the riots and the chaos. But before I explain it, let me tell you something. The two don't have to be connected. Because people tearing shit up, that don't make it a Black Lives Matter movement. Because they're happening at the same time. Do not allow yourself to think that people are ripping shit up and blowing shit up and burning shit only because of George Floyd. No, these are people who were fed up with shit. And the George Floyd incident gave them a platform. It propelled them into what it is that they want to do. Because if society, and I'm gonna let you get in here in a minute, Cass, if society was even close to trying to do the right thing, even after it happened, how you gonna bring that man up on third degree? I mean, is that video not clear to everybody? And I gotta say, with respect to that video, I'm watching this, and for some reason, don't get me wrong, death is death, murder is murder, but for some reason, when that police officer took his hand and put it in his pocket, just like he casually choking this motherfucker, like he was casually killing this man, I don't know, for some reason, that image is the image that I remember. Talk to me, Cass, and tell me what you think about that shit.
Can we talk about the hand in the pocket for a second?
Go ahead.
I think, and I've seen, but I'm not sure I agree, that his hand wasn't in his pocket. I think I saw that the color of his glove, his hand was at his side. Because I thought it was in his pocket, too. Like, he was just Joe Casual. But I think the other angle shows that his hand was out. I mean, it's horrific enough. Believe me. But I think his hand actually was out, because I believe I said the exact same thing. So I want to make sure we check that.
Yeah, I looked at it, sure. and from my eyes, yeah, and from again,
I didn't
factor in no gloves and shit, but from my eyes, he just enjoyed doing what he was doing,
and that move
just showed how casual he did it. But we talk about a third degree. A third degree murder means he don't have to get life or the death penalty if it's not, you know, if the death penalty is prevalent in that nation, in that county.
But that may not be his final charges. That may not be his final charges.
Well, here's my thing. If we as a nation, okay, the cop fucked up. And enough video showed he fucked up. So that's not an issue. But as a nation, all the justice system had to do is arrest that man, charge him, and I don't think you've had the uprising that you have right now. But again, the uprising had to happen. Yes, if they had, I mean, again, because
agreed.
At least you showing some shit. But again, until they started burning and tearing shit up, then nobody give a fuck about bringing that man up on no charges right now. He was put on administrative leave.
What about the other three?
Those motherfuckers just stood there
and let it go.
Now, hold on. And jump right in here if we need to jump in. Now, let me talk to you about those other three. I did this on a podcast earlier in the week. You got to understand something about the police officers, man. Okay? Them motherfuckers got a fraternity that it ain't no light shit. You go against one of them, You got to know everybody they know got guns that can come at that ass. I'm sorry. I'm going to give it to you how I feel. And I'm not saying they use that, but I'm just saying that that fraternity, the fraternal order of police or whatever they call it, whatever name they're under, they don't bullshit like that. So I only say that to say if you see your brother in blue committing a crime, I believe, now this is just my belief, and I'm not a police officer, that your first instinct is you already putting together a story to make sure he don't get in trouble, not stop him from doing what he's doing.
Guilty.
I mean, again, and the guys in the front, now let's go with the first officer, the Oriental officer who was in the front, Asian officer. I don't want to be disrespectful, but his ass still needs to go to jail for a little while. In the front, stopping people from coming up on him. Now, think about this. Maybe he part of that shit. Maybe he ain't. But as a police officer, if my fellow police officer got his knee or got somebody being detained, no, your job is to make sure nobody come up on him. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? I understand the whole shit was crooked, and every single one of them definitely should be at least fired. My man with the neck, with the knee in the neck, I do. I think that the death penalty should be given to him in the same manner. And the other two cops who participated in that shit, I think they should serve a couple of years in jail too. That's just me.
Guilty.
But the only one I think that should be, that should receive the death penalty is that one who had the knee there. Now, what do you think about that?
Guilty.
You think all of them should get the death penalty?
When somebody is yelling out, when somebody is yelling out that they cannot breathe, okay, when they are yelling out that they cannot breathe, and you have them in a position where they're no threat to you.
Right.
I mean, he's face down, hands behind his back. He was clearly no threat. So the fact that he is yelling out that he is, you know, he cannot breathe. And what touched my heart was when he said, "I cannot breathe, sir," that he felt like if he said, "sir," like he's still trying to give respect.
You're right.
You know,
right.
like he felt like if he said, "sir," like maybe somebody would have some kind of, you know, could feel some kind of sympathy or something for him and maybe get up off of him, that if he gave some kind of respect and showed respect by saying, "sir, I can't breathe," like they would at least get up off of him, and they still didn't do it. It was mind-blowing to me.
You know what, though? And we're going to get back to the original question. I mean, what makes a motherfucker have that kind of hatred in your goddamn heart for anybody, man? How could you hate anybody? Oh, my God. But you know what, though? I'm sorry. As every day this shit, I feel like I'm doing my podcast over again. But every day as this shit goes on, what happens now is new shit is starting to come out. And I got to tell you something. And I got to tell you, if you married and that was your first time doing some shit like that, your wife don't step on you as fast as this man's wife is trying to get away from him right now. I mean,
what
there ain't no kind of law. Because I'm going to tell you why. Because
sorry.
The fact that that means, again, she knew he was a rotten bastard, and she was probably hoping that this day never came, but she saw this day coming. You don't just walk off on your mate like that. There's some other shit going on there. And now we come to find out that the police officer in front who was blocking everybody from, well, not blocking, but wouldn't let anybody approach, well, that was the police officer who did the murdering. That was his brother-in-law. See, now, shit, the web is getting thicker and thicker now. So it ain't just, I think it's more than just a racist cop killing somebody. Then you come to find out that these two motherfuckers worked in a nightclub together. So they knew each other. This was no random shit. So, again.
It was random. It was not random.
Hold on.
The incident was a coincidence. The incident, I mean, they got called, that squad rolled up, they saw George. I mean, that was a coincidence. Right
well,
place,
okay.
wrong time,
right up
wrong
until
place,
there.
Wrong time.
And then And then some shit happened. Some shit came back to that officer. Probably him and George got to some shit at the club one night. And he came back
so
on
what?
Them. And they were, okay, so the first part was coincidence, but everything else after that, again,
correct.
There was nothing police procedure involved in that. There was no police procedure. That was just some I'm whipping some ass right now. And looking at that man's face while he choked George out, I see nothing in there but pleasure. Well, excuse me, I'm not going to say pleasure because you can't. I mean, you can see pleasure. I didn't see anything in that man's face, but I'm going to hurt you. And watch this.
Right.
Even after they killed George and had him still laying in the street in a prone position on his belly, when they rolled his ass over, are you a police officer? You mean to tell me you can't feel this motherfucker is limp? When they put him on the stretcher, I didn't see wait a minute. I didn't see nobody check no damn vital signs. They just didn't give a fuck about that man.
Well, they said that one of the officers checked and dude continued to kneel on him 2 minutes longer or something to that effect. It's ridiculous.
They killed that man. And the more I talk about it, again, I'm still a firm believer that the other two cops should go to jail for some considerable amount of time as for accessory to murder. But I think that the police officer who had his knee on George's neck and restricted all his oxygen, yeah, I think that this should be a special place for that motherfucker, man, because that ain't right. And then you come to find out, again, there was another report about a black man who was caught up in that same position. But by some miracle, the police officer didn't kill him. So that ain't even the first time using that knee to the neck shit.
No, they said since 2015, they've used it 22 times.
Now, where'd they learn that? That ain't no shit you learn in the academy. No, they don't use. I say like, who said don't? That's like Denzel say. That ain't no chokehold they learn in the academy. Nobody teach that shit. That's some shit they practice on their own.
But prior to the video even coming out, if there wasn't any video, it would have just been business as usual.
Business
they
as
just
usual.
Simply said, they would have just said something like maybe he resisted arrest or, you know, something like that.
Yes.
And we would have never really known the truth.
And again, this is one of those times.
If there was no video.
I know people say social media is not good or whatever, but let me tell you something. Social media will keep your ass informed. Now, what you choose to do with some of that now, don't get me wrong. You got to filter through some of that shit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Everything, just because it came on the internet, don't make it true. But thanks to social media, this shit got worldwide attention. It forced, notice not say that, somebody's got a lot of noise in the background. It forced the lawmakers to make a damn decision and to do something. But you know what? Even with all that shit there, even with all that, they still said, you know what? We still trying to make it as lenient as possible for this man. So we only going to give him a third degree. I'm telling you, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, but that's not going to be, I shouldn't even say that. I'm pretty optimistic that that's not going to be the charge.
Well, they moved it up to second degree already. Now they're going to charge him with second degree. But again, that's because people tearing shit up. So in other words, the message that our lawmakers are really sending to the people, you got to fuck shit up and then you'll get my attention and then maybe we'll do something for your ass. Because all them, and we getting ready to transition right into these riots and shit, because all them damn peaceful marches and shit, now don't get me wrong. I ain't knocking the Martin Luther King way of letting your voice be heard. But what the fuck that got people? What did I get Dr. King? I mean,
murder?
Just keeping it 100. That's what it got him. So all I'm saying, and again, even when Baby Bro be talking about the revolution that came, and yes, you were a good prognosticator of such events, but I'm not with that move, but sometimes that's got to be how it's going to be. Because I think that the – well, you know what? I'm sorry. Before I go down that dark road, what makes me feel somewhat I don't want to say happy in such a bad occasion is you have everybody protesting. Now, again,
around
I know
the world.
You know what? It doesn't matter. Black, white, it doesn't matter right now. You got a lot of people protesting their own frustrations. Now, these riots and shit, I mean, fuck all that rioting and shit. I'm just saying, that's just me. But the riots brought about the necessary beginning of a process. Now, the only thing about...
The rioting didn't.
Yes, it did. Burning shit up. Well, I mean, okay, all that's one movement. Looting, burning shit up. Who?
The protesting did.
You think that's what did it?
I honestly think if it was just a protest, they'd let them protest from now to Christmas. It didn't matter to them because they wasn't paying them any
that's
attention.
Right.
But
this
tearing up stuff is what got their attention. Not condoning it, but that's what got their attention.
And the messed up part, the real fucked up part, is the tearing shit up really wasn't even related to George Floyd. But now we got to do something to try to calm down the savages.
And
but
don't,
then when that
and don't get it twisted. It's not just black people who are burning shit and tearing shit up. Don't anybody get that twisted.
And again, because and I know that destruction of property. I'm not with that shit. But I believe sometimes it's necessary. But because shit. All right. So I said, I have a man said on Facebook. Sometimes you gotta throw a little tea in the water. You gotta do it.
Yeah.
You got
that's,
it. Sometimes.
That's terrible. You know. You know when. When Colin Kaepernick took a knee, everybody said, bullshit, white, not everybody, white people, said, you know, what the hell is this? What's all this? And now we go the other way, and white people are saying, oh, look what's happening now. Never satisfied.
Well,
never satisfied.
But see, here's the thing, though. Just like with Colin Kaepernick took a knee for the same shit that's happening right now, but rather than address it, you know what they said? Hey, get me the big media company on Fifth Avenue. How can we spin this shit? Oh, I know. Let's say Colin Kaepernick said, fuck the flag. That was never part of what the fuck that whole shit was about. That whole Colin Kaepernick movement was about the same shit that happened to George Floyd. But where are we? Colin out of a job, he ain't throwing no goddamn touchdowns now. Black folks still getting murdered about the same shit. But what they did was, they never even addressed it at that point because what they did, they said, you know what? We got to spin this shit because we're not ready to change the police culture right now. So let's just say, I know, let's make that motherfucker anti-American. He said, fuck the flag.
Right.
And then what happened? A big people start to understand the words to the national anthem. And you know what they said? You right, Colin. You should have said, fuck the flag. But you didn't. And now we have the same police brutality. But we're going to focus, not we as us, society now focusing more on the destruction than the actual issue. And that's why I'm glad that you still have people out there protesting George Floyd while people are still tearing shit up because they got their own issues that they're worrying, that they're concerned with, or that they're working with. You know, once again, COVID-19 got motherfuckers on house arrest. People get crazy. And as Cedric the Entertainer said, sometimes you don't need no goddamn run coordinator. When I start running, everybody start running. Well, when I get together, because we came out here, so one person throws a bottle through a window, boom, follow the leader, goddamn it. And then we just start robbing and taking shit. But one thing I will say, they showed a couple of clips on the news where this was a different kind of taking shit because they had people taking shit that was like helping other people. Like if you went to get some fucking toys and shit and somebody had them all, I seen on the news where they was like handing shit off to each other. So it was like, I'm so serious. So it was a different kind of shit going on. But when we talk about tearing shit up, again, we are going to communicate. Then damn it, you have to hear me. It don't matter what I say if you don't hear me. Well, by ripping shit up in various places, will they hear us now? Will they hear them now? They hear the situation now. So now, who comes forth and speaks for the situation? His lawyer? Who comes forth now and tells, okay, so let's just say, okay, let's all act like we fell down, bumped our heads or some shit, and Donald Trump says, again, play with me with the scenario. And Donald Trump says, okay, what is it that you want? What do you think they want? What do you want? Anybody?
In terms of for Floyd?
Yes.
Well, they definitely want justice with these police officers. That's first and foremost, I would think.
Okay, and again, I'm sure that whoever is going to be that front speaker has already got this mapped out. But I'm just saying, okay, so for Floyd's murder, if they prosecute those police officers, is everything good? Not, when I say good, understand, I'm not saying good as in hunky-dory. I understand there's a person who is no longer with us. So are we fair? Are we even if they gave prosecution? I'm putting that to the panel.
Well, to me, no, because you still got a whole lot of other issues that didn't get a lot of other things that wasn't no justice done.
Right, but that gives us the opportunity to take a breath, because throughout all the other ones, nothing has never happened.
Okay.
So if we start that, then at least there is some change. But until we see that change, we're going to keep on doing what we're doing. As Baby Sis used to say a long time ago, don't talk me to death. And that's what people are saying right now. Don't talk me to death now. We got to show something. And if they would have gotten all four of them, at, you know, like the next day when they got the one, they would have got the other three.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff wouldn't have went. It wouldn't have
exactly.
went down.
I believe so, too. I don't think it would have
right.
I don't think it would have gotten to the extent it is right now if they would have taken care of all four of them right off the bat.
But just to show you how messed up the system is, Keith Ellis, he's the district attorney for out there, and he used to be a congressman, black brother. He let him know, yo, this ain't going to be easy. As easy as we can all see this, it still ain't easy to prosecute them. That's how they're so protected and woven into the process.
But, you know, honestly, when this was all happening when the police officers were actually doing this to George at that time, they were aware they were being videoed and they didn't care. They knew the people were that they were being videoed. They didn't care.
And that's
like,
crazy.
If you know somebody's videoing you, you would stop. And you would think you would stop doing what you're doing.
Watch this. All y'all could think I'm crazy, but I'm willing to bet you, as soon as George's wife get that divorce and as soon as that police officer's, I apologize, as soon as that police officer's wife start talking, you're going to hear some shit like, yeah, George came by the house last week.
Not George.
Listen to me. Yeah, you're going to find out. Yeah, George came by the house last week. They got into a little altercation about some shit. So you watch. I'm sorry if I believe that and I'm wrong. But because that motherfucker got him back, like that was some payback shit, man.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I see. When I looked at that, I thought that was Baby Bro coming in with some sound effects. But yeah, when I looked at that, I'm saying that's just crazy, man. And now people are but you know what though? People ain't just rioting here. There are folks rioting overseas. in Belgium,
all around the world.
Every, but see now, watch this though. They, because they're not here to understand what's really happening, they're rioting. You know what? People overseas are probably rioting more for George, his death, than the people right here in America. Because people overseas, they're not getting the full picture. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So overseas demonstrations are about George, but here it's just about let me get some shit and then let me fuck up some shit because I'm frustrated about it.
That's sad.
And the cop, that's not his first time doing that to somebody, you know.
Right. Oh, that's what I said earlier.
But he's been up on a lot of charges and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had one brother that came up there and gave an interview, said, you know, that cop knee was on his neck. Again, it wasn't his time because something happened and they pulled it off of him. They pulled it off of him. But the owner of the damn club, the owner of the club where they worked at, she said, yeah, they knew each other. They worked there together. They were doing security. Because, you know, as a cop, mm-hmm. you moonlight. And even the owner of the club, this is her words on a news interview. She said, no matter what happened in the club, the first thing George did was bought that goddamn mace out. She said she can't. I'm telling you what I heard. She don't know how many times she had to tell George to calm down. You know, it's not that serious. But he was ready to go right to the lethal on him, man. But you know,
I hate to switch up, but let me just tell you what the president just did. He took his whole cabinet, went in front of the church, picked up a Bible in front of the church and showed the Bible, and then took pictures and stuff, and then went back into the White House.
I don't understand.
Well, look what's going on with
that. Yeah, I don't understand that. What I'm saying is
all the shit that's going on. The only thing he could think of doing is going to take a picture in front of the church that they burned the basement down. That's supposed to be the church of the presidents. He went there, took a photo off of a picture with him holding a Bible with all of his cabinet, and then they went back inside. That's all he did. That's all he doing.
Oh, that's his church.
Well, it's supposed to be the church of the presidents. When you're a president, that's the church you go to.
Supposedly. Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, anything Hatman do is different, man. I mean, I don't know. I think, somebody said that there's a clip. He said the only good Democrat is now in the middle of all this shit right here. You got people burning shit up, stealing, robbing, looting. The only good Democrat is a dead Democrat. Now, as the president of the United States, unless you in the room, you and your VP playing poker and shit, and some shit like that might slip out. But for you to say that with microphones around you, goddamn, dude. Who says shit like that, man? But you know what, though? Again, I wonder if some of the dumb shit he does has, you know, once again, him going in front of the church with the Bible up, to some that might have looked like a silly gesture. But to some, that might have meant a whole different thing. I'm just saying.
Everything he does is for a reason.
And you know, there's messages that get sent out without ever saying words, man. And as my
everything
man
he
say,
does is for a reason.
Every word that
for
I every word I say don't mean what you think it means, because that's how you know that word. But depending on where I am and how I am positioned when I say these words, that has a whole different meaning. And I believe now that maybe some of that might be happening right now.
Because with his press conference today, he said something about your Second Amendment. So you know that was for his base.
But you know what, though? I don't know. All this shit right here. I mean, if we think about this, okay, hold on for a second. Let's go ahead, go forward to a make-believe place. All this shit reaches the top, and now we at each other's neck. What the fuck is this? What's the end game here? What, you want no more black people? Because we don't give, I'm sorry, as black people, getting rid of white people, that ain't never been on our agenda. At one point, when we were with Marcus Garvey, getting away from white folks was important, But getting rid of white people, just, that's never been any of the agenda that we've ever had.
They just want us to know our place. They want us to stay in our place. That's what it is. They think we get too much. They think we, you know, they want us, you know, they want us to go. When he says make America great again, he wants to go back in time to the way things used to be when we was yesa and nosa and all that kind of stuff. He wants us to know our place. And right now, I think he feels that, well, that his core base feels that we have too much and we're getting too much, and they want to go back to the way things used to be. That's how I hate
to be the bearer of bad news. If that's the plan, it's going to be some upset individuals, man. Now, again, I think that extinction of the black man will come before we go back to that bullshit. I'm just saying. If my only choice is, all right, motherfucker, let's get it on, or here, put this goddamn rope around you and get your ass out to the shed, then I got to go and let's get it on. I'm sorry.
It's like they want you to know your place. They're going to always be over us. And that's just that's the level, that's the balance, and that's how they want it to be, period, point
and
blank.
And let me say this, because like we said, when we talk about how they see it, we talk about lawmakers, because there was a point earlier where I told you the reason this is going to be successful is because it is not a black and white issue. It is a goddamn issue. You went too far issue against a white issue. Because we have that mix, even the police responses are not what we know them to be. And what, I mean, come on. I mean, they're not what the fuck we know. Even when they come out now, you know, they're coming out now with, okay, we're going to try to keep this shit right. But if that was all black, just black folks out there, we come out in riot gears with our selector lever already on semi, because the first motherfucker that get out of line, we're going to hit that ass. But that's not the mentality now. And that mentality.
That's the beauty of this. That's the beauty of this now, because
that's what I'm trying to point out.
It's a melting pot out there now. It's a little bit of everybody. It's not like
as
the way
Jesse
it was
say,
in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. As Jesse said, we got us a goddamn rainbow coalition. That's what we got.
Exactly. And so that's what makes this a beautiful thing now, because back in the 50s and 60s, it was just us out there. It's not like that now.
I'm going to say to all the people out there of non-black ethnicity, if you with them, I'm saying to all the people out there of non-black ethnicity, if you are with the movement, I want you to know shit going to get a little rough. Yeah, you hear what I'm saying? Your shit gonna get a little rough.
Care.
But again, I wasn't talking to you.
I stand by you.
Okay, yeah, okay. I wasn't talking to you, but I'm just saying, for those who have never seen, now again, here goes some shit that's in our history. Maybe a lot of people haven't experienced it personally, but this shit is in our history. This shit is in our DNA. So at this level right now, this is some shit that we kind of used to. This is shit that, as black people growing up, you read about your auntie and your uncle getting dogs and shit sicked on you. So this shit is in our DNA. So I'm just saying to those folks who don't have it in their DNA, again, hang in here with us, because if you believe in right and justice, when this shit is all over, we'll be a right and justice, a justful nation. But it's going to get rough, though. So go ahead and reach down there and lace them boots up real tight, and let's stand together for what's right. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, because, but ain't nobody, but this shit, even with that, this shit ain't stopping. I'm a member of Black News on Facebook, so I get all these posts. There was a, and I'm sorry I don't have the city, another black man who, I mean, again, cops, they put the police dog on him. So the canine got this motherfucker's arm, and he rolling with him while they putting cuffs on him. But once they got the cuffs on him, they still didn't take the canine off his arm. And
right.
here's when Baby Sis made that comment earlier about when my man George said, "Sir, when you hear the video of this black person on the ground, this mm-hmm. is what this." After the dog grabbed him and they had him subdued, this is what he said to the police officer. And I'm going to try to do the voice as close to his as I possibly can. "Why can't you call your dog off, sir?" That's what I'm sorry. But you got to, once again, hear the words. "Why can't you call your dog off, sir?" Okay, that motherfucker didn't talk like most black folks that grew up with me. So all I'm trying to say is it don't matter your education level, your intellect, your nothing. Just the fact that your skin is black makes you a target for a lot of unnecessary bullshit, man. It does. I'm sorry. And the national security advisor to the president said he looked over some police policies and he finds no racism. First of all, I mean, again, maybe he had his eyes closed when he looked. I don't know. Maybe he was looking at I'm just saying. Maybe he was looking at another book and he thought he was looking at the policy. I don't know. But whenever you go into a community that's 80% black and the people who are in charge of them are 80% white, there's going to be some conflict. There's going to be some conflict.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
It's in regards to the rioting. I know they've made comments that everybody that's out there rioting is not, necessarily out there, for peace, and that there's been some different organizations and stuff out there. And there's one in particular that Trump mentions, and some people in the media as well. And help me if I'm not pronouncing his name correctly. Is it called Tifa or something like that? Tifa or
I know what you're talking about. That's but Trump paid them, and they're not a violent organization. They're not even an organization. He just threw that name up there like that. But what the real deal is, you have
a real organization. Because they're supposed to be the ones that's out
there. They don't have a headquarters. They ain't got no CEO. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, no spokesman. He just threw that out there for his base.
So it doesn't even exist?
No. There's no headquarters. How can you have a organization if you ain't got no headquarters? No spokesman. But the real deal is
you have other... Has anybody else heard
groups.
Of it? And again, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly or if I have the right name, but it sounds something like Tifa or it's not Latifa because that's
Atna, something like that.
Yeah.
But what's going on is you have other groups, right-wing groups that's coming in. People are coming in prepared to do battle. They got the backpack with rocks and stuff like that. They're the ones who get some people riled up, but they're the ones that's doing all that looting and stuff like that. They might break a window, and of course, if you out there and you see a store, if you see a Nike store that's closed and somebody just broke that front door or whatever, you're going to go in there and grab some stuff.
It's called Antifa.
They're instigating this, and actually it's another group called, they're talking about the Boogaloo Boys, and their goal is to start a race war.
Yeah,
well, that's
the name
always
of
been the end result.
It's called Antifa. Has anybody heard of anybody speak
no,
about
what
this?
About it, though?
The president or anybody? In,
what,
they're supposed to be behind
it?
A lot of these. They're supposed
yes,
to be behind
I
a
did.
Lot of these riots.
Antifa.
Have you heard?
Yes.
Yes, you heard about them?
They're looking at a guy here in Columbus. Yes.
Okay, so you have heard about this. Okay, because
yes.
the president, everybody's been talking about this organization called Antifa. They're supposed to be behind a lot of these riots, and it's just supposed to be, like I said, I've just heard bits and pieces. I don't really know everything about it. That's why I was asking you guys, have you heard
about this organization? Antifa is a group that Trump wants to wants everybody to believe is the group that's behind.
There you go.
I'm
looking at it right now.
Has anybody heard about this? Well, that's why I was asking, has anybody heard anything about it? Is there any truth to it, or is it just something he's starting?
I don't know, but let me tell you what Antifa is, though. Antifa is a movement in the United States. It's a militant left-wing anti-fascist political activist movement which comprises anonymous active groups that aim to achieve their political objective through the use of direct action rather than through policy reform. They want to fight instead of talk. Activists engage in varied protest tactics, including digital activism, property damage, physical violence, and harassment against those whom they identify as fascist, racist, or on the far right. Individuals involved in this movement, so they are a right-wing organization, left-wing anti-fascist political organization. And that's who Trump wants to put all this violence on, not the police officer who created the platform for this shit.
So this is some more deflecting that he's doing, in other words.
That's what I would think.
Trump.
Because, see, right now, right now, there ain't no telling really the real reason why people tearing shit up. We know what got it started. Now, again, when you go to the state house and rip that motherfucker apart, now, see, I would contribute that to a George Floyd movement. When you go downtown and you bust windows out of restaurants and you just go in there and start stealing, that's some other shit. That's how I see it.
Right. Right.
So.
Right.
I thank everyone for joining the podcast this evening. It got a little charged here because, again, I think it's senseless. And I think if as a nation, and I'm sorry, as I bring this podcast, as I land the mothership, the sad part about this whole ordeal is we have this situation because the nation refuses to police those who have anti-black views about them, about how they do whatever it is they do, whether it's at a local store or police officer. They have anti-black views, and they don't mind expressing it. And the nation in this particular venue, being the police venue, has given the police department a green light to do this kind of shit. And the reason I say they've given them a green light, because all it would take, I'm sorry, all it would take is when a police officer has a, and once again, now it don't fucking matter the color. When a police officer kills anybody that's unarmed and it is evident that you murdered that person, then you got to serve the penalty. It don't matter if it's a black police officer killing a white person, a black police officer killing a white police officer. It doesn't matter. If you're a goddamn police officer and you found this evidence that you just took somebody's life, then damn it, you got to go through the system. I'm sorry. And ain't no protective custody for your ass either. When you hit the bing, you stay there in general population your whole fucking term. If they were to put them in jail, and then that would send a message to other police officers that the nation no longer accepts this. And trust me, they would stop. Or they'll just find another way to let that racism go out. But it won't be from killing unarmed black people while you're on duty. So that's my thoughts. I hope that we can get this shit together as a nation. Unfortunately, I don't think that people are really ready to listen yet, but I hope they are. And when they're ready to listen, I hope that as a nation of people, we have something to say that they can make adjustments to this fabric of this society, and everybody can enjoy the pursuit of happiness. Hey, this is a co-producer on The Attic, and remember, Black Lives Matter. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Wow, I thought somebody was going to say all lives matter. Hey, but good. I was waiting for that one comment, but you're right. All lives matter. Have a nice evening.